On a scale from 1 to 10, how would you rate your video marketing skills for Instagram? Now, if you're taking a deep breath or if the mere thought has you slightly annoyed by your progress, then this episode is for you. Hey there, story seller. Welcome to the Storytelling Meets Branding podcast. I'm your host, Danielle, or you could just call me your strategy-obsessed storytelling enthused copywriter of Kayo Media Publishing. The Storytelling Meets Branding podcast is your hub for freshly brewed insights on amplifying your coaching business with the power of storytelling. So grab your favorite cup of coffee or tea and let's chat about how you can boldly and authentically stand out for your dream clients. Hey there, welcome back to the Storytelling Meets Branding podcast. I am so glad that you're joining me on this episode where I'm chatting with you about taking your Instagram video marketing skills up a notch. So let's go ahead and get right on into it. Now, I want you to start with a commitment. I know this is big if you're trying to procrastinate or just, you know, avoid it altogether, but start with a commitment of daily Instagram stories. Why? Well, consistency builds connection. And when you share a piece of your day, it could be something like a quick tip or something like that. Sharing your knowledge and expertise or just even saying hi sometimes, your audience, you know, they'll feel like they are being let into your world as an expert in your field. So you can kind of think of it like your favorite series. You tune in because you care about the characters, their stories, their daily ups and downs, right? Or their every week's ups and downs, right? So your Instagram story is similar to that. That's your daily episode. Your audience, your ideal clients or customers start to look forward to your face and your voice. And over time, you know, this will breed engagement, trust in a stronger community around your business. So pick up your phone, hit record and share something today, this week. Share something soon, okay? And of course, it needs to be well thought out. It doesn't need to be anything. It needs to be relevant to how you help your ideal clients or customers. And I'm telling you, your future self will thank you for this habit. Now, let's move on to having this fear of mistakes when it comes to showing up on video on Instagram. So here's the truth of the matter, okay? Everyone messes up. But guess what? Your followers aren't expecting perfection. We're all human here. They are actually drawn to your realness. So when you slip up, laugh at yourself, okay? Keep rolling with the punches. I can't tell you how many times that I messed up when I was working as a reporter, when I was recording my stories out in the field, to record something, whether I was by myself or even if I had a photographer with me and we were recording me in front of the camera. I can't tell you how many times, okay, I have to start over, just roll with the punches, okay? And, you know, even so, when I was live for the first time, I remember at my first TV station when I was live for the first time, it was a breaking news situation and no one else was around to handle it. And at that point, very early on, I had never been live. I'd been on camera, of course, but I had never like gone live, especially for a breaking news situation that was crime related. I was so scared. My news director at the time had to bring me a piece of equipment that we used to go live. I was out there by myself at that station and I was nervous. And when I did it, I remember I was talking very fast, trying to remember everything that I wanted to tell whoever was watching. And so what I learned from that was, okay, it's okay. It was my first time. Practice, you know, as I keep going, practice makes perfect. And so that's what happened. As time went on, I got better and better. And in that case, if I did mess up or I was going too fast, I didn't stop and laugh. Of course, that was not something that I needed to do as a professional on camera live. I just, you know, kept a straight face and, you know, kept my professionalism and kept going and did the best that I could in that moment. And of course, I realized again, practice makes perfect. So just remember that, and also remember that people connect with people, not some flawless robots that are out there. So those moments when you stumble over your words, it's actually relatable content. It's a genuine approach, and not only does it make you approachable, but it also gets rid of that pressure to be perfect. So next time you flub, you know, acknowledge it and move on. People will love you all the more for it, okay? So next is, you know, when I also mentioned practicing, you can practice in front of a mirror, okay? You can watch yourself when you are practicing in front of a mirror. It can help you adjust your body language, facial expressions, and even your tone. You can also, there is a feature on Instagram. I'm not sure if they still have this feature. I haven't seen it pop up lately, but they did introduce a feature a while back called a practice live feature, which lets you go live without an audience. And so you have a safe space to experiment, make mistakes, and learn from them without the pressure of live viewers. This practice helps you find your rhythm, and I also think it helps you find your voice. Again, the more you practice, the more natural you'll become. And natural doesn't mean without error. It means being comfortable on and off camera. So hopefully that helps. Now, next is, don't get upset with me about this, but try committing to creating 3 Instagram reels a week. Now, by now, you already know that reels are a great way to share your knowledge, but you're either procrastinating on them, as I mentioned earlier, or you just don't feel confident enough and you just don't want to do them all together. However, I want to encourage you to do them, okay? I just really want you to do them. Do more of them, okay? Do more of them and have them in different formats. I also highly encourage you to do more of them where you're actually talking to the camera and, you know, just give people different aspects of how you can share your expertise with them, okay? Track what works, refine your approach, and just keep at it. And the last point that I want to make is recognizing and celebrating your growth. So when you are intentional about strengthening your video marketing skills, you're also strengthening your personal development as a business owner. So if you see that you start feeling more comfortable in your next video, that is a win. If you see an uptick in the comments or an uptick in sales, we all love those, right? That's another win. So all of those milestones, they matter. They're proof of that you're growing your confidence and all of those great things. And of course, they're proof that your ideal clients or customers are very much interested in what you have to offer. So celebrate those wins, okay? Now, if you need more support with your video marketing skills, I am always here for you. Hopefully, the information that I've shared so far in this episode is very helpful for you. But if you need more support with your video marketing skills, you know, in addition to my done-for-you copywriting and video services, I also have the Story Sellers Video Lab. And so on the other side of the Story Sellers Video Lab, which is an 8-week program where you work one-on-one with me, you'll know how to create great stories that your ideal clients or customers can't resist. You can learn how to simplify the filming and editing of your videos, make the most out of your video content across different social media platforms, and so much more that's inside of the program. All the info to get started inside of the Story Sellers Video Lab is in the description of this podcast episode. And again, I hope this episode has been helpful for you. I hope I've motivated you to start going out there and strengthening your video marketing skills. So thanks for tuning in to the Storytelling Meets Branding podcast. And again, if this episode has been helpful for you, then take a moment to rate and review the podcast. I would love to hear from you. I love to hear your thoughts and takeaways, and I will chat with you soon.